Amen. Thank you so much, Sunit. All right. I want to read from Psalm 68, verse 4 onwards. It says, sing to God, sing praises to his name. Why do we sing in worship in this time? Is because the Bible says, sing to him. Yeah, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides through the desert. His name is the Lord. Exalt before him. Exalt means to praise extravagantly. Yeah, father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. Oh God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, oh God, you shed abroad. You restored your inheritance as it languished. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the needy. We go through so many things in life, and it makes us question different things, you know, question about why was I not successful in that, or why did this happen, or why did that person do this, and all of these questions. But one thing that is unquestionable is that God is good. Can I get an amen for that? Yeah, how many of you have experienced the goodness of God in your own life? Yeah, amen. Yeah, God is good. In his mercy, in his blessing, in his favor, God is good. But in his discipline, God is still good. In the hard trials that we go through, in his faithfulness through those trials, God is good. Through every single thing that we go through, God is good. And it is good for his people to proclaim that truth. Amen. So let's stand this morning, let's shout, let's exult before him, extravagantly worship him, because he is good and he is worthy of our praise towards him. Amen. So we're going to worship him this morning. Feel free to move around, move your hands, move your body, worship with all of your heart, however that comes out. Okay? You have freedom in this place. God is worthy of worship, and we're going to give that to him this morning. Amen. Come, let's do it.
Your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never. Hi. Let's come to the time of breaking of bread. And I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 16 and 17. And it says, "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread." And this passage is talking about Jesus, symbolically, about the blood that was shed on the cross and about his body that was broken. And as we partake of the breaking of bread, we are remembering his sacrifice. We're remembering that we belong to Jesus. We belong to him. And it is his body that was broken on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. It was his sacrifice that has made us one family, and we are now part of that body of Christ. So while we take the bread and the juice, let's remember that sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for our sins, right? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you've not accepted Jesus as your only Savior, please let the elements pass by. But don't leave here without asking one of us what it is that we believe in and what this communion means for us. We would love to explain it to you. Now we're going to do things slightly differently. I want you all to stand as we take our communion and as we sing the song, yeah? Let's all stand together, take our communion and sing and remember the sacrifice that Jesus did for us on the cross, yeah?
Crucify a king. Who could hurt the hands that heal? What could motivate such things?
Lord, we need you, Lord. One thing that I seek, and this do I long for, is to taste of your goodness, to dwell in your house, to experience your glory here on earth as it is in heaven. Would you come, Lord, rest your glory in this place right now. We are longing for you, Lord. Rest in his presence for a bit.
yesterday. Gospels, we hear about this woman who had an issue of bleeding. And in Mark 5, it says there, verse 25, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. You know, Jesus is here. I'm sure all of us have some problem or the other. God's word says that this lady suffered for many years, but she had faith in her heart, because in verse 30 it says, at once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and he asked, who touched me? And he kept looking around, and the woman came and fell at his feet, and she said, yeah, I touched you. And Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Okay, this morning the Lord Jesus is here by His Spirit, right? Whatever issue you have, whether it's of bleeding or anything else, why don't you reach out and touch Him as we are worshiping right now? Yeah, reach out and touch Him in faith, believing that He can bring the solution to your problem. Amen? He touched me. He touched me, and all the joy that flooded my soul, something happened, and now he touched me.
His garment. Yeah? That's all it takes. One touch. Just one touch. He touched me. Yes. He touched me. That's our response.